It's Tom Bilyeu here. And if you are addicted to the relentless pursuit of greatness, then I've got something special for you guys. The Motivation Daily Podcast by Motiversity. It's your daily fix of motivation, inspiration, and wisdom featuring the best speeches and speakers on the planet. We cover it all. Life, business, relationships, discipline, purpose, mental health, sports, studying, focus, you name it. With exclusive speeches from heavy hitters like Coach Payne, Billy Allsbrooks, Marcus Taylor, Dr. Jessica Houston, Walter Bond, and more. If you're ready to take control, level up, or just crush your day, then Motivation Daily Podcast is your secret weapon. Search for the Motivation Daily Podcast and follow wherever you listen to amazing podcasts.
Never retreat. Never explain. Get it done and let them howl. And that's the point. Get it done. Do the thing. The accomplishment is what you're after. The performance is your opportunity. It doesn't matter what other people think. It doesn't matter if they want you to win. It doesn't matter if they actively want you to lose. What matters is building that set of skills, becoming capable of doing the thing. And in doing the thing, you will silence the critics. It's the man in the arena who knows that he's showing up with the abilities that he has to do battle. The question is, will you prepare? The question is, will you do the work? The question is, will you be able to get the thing done? And everybody spends their time focused on what other people think instead of realizing the only thing that matters is how good you get. Right now, I want everybody listening to this. The only thing that matters is how good you get. That's the point. That's the purpose of all of this. Don't fucking worry about what people think. Just get so good that you can't be denied. Get so good that you can't be stopped. Get so good that your performance speaks for itself. If you get that good, my friends, you and you alone control your life. If you're honest with yourself about where you are, and you know exactly where you want to go, you can go anywhere. As Jim Rohn said, without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. What do you want badly enough to suffer for? What price are you willing to pay to become the person that you want to become? When you do that, when you have the skills, no one and nothing can stop you. Really think about that for a second. There is a level of ability, a level of skill set where you can get so good at something, no matter how much people hate you, no matter how much they want to bring you down, no matter how actively they come for you, you can stand before them and say, I will not fall. Because you can outperform. It's not about convincing. It's not about politicking. It's about getting better. And when you understand that that is what the human animal is capable of, when you understand that that's what you're capable of, everything in your life changes. It just becomes a simple choice. What do you want that badly that you're going to turn that want into a need, that you're going to do the work, that you're going to show up nights, weekends, you're going to put in the work when other people are out partying? All you can think about is becoming so good that they can't stop you. Becoming so good they can't stop you. That's the greatest joy you're ever going to experience in life, is being truly and uniquely yourself. Through a cruel twist of fate, the only way for a human to really develop themselves and to become what they're capable of becoming is through suffering. It's by pushing yourself. And as Ralph Waldo Emerson said, unless you try something beyond what you've already mastered, you will never grow. But to push yourself beyond what you've already mastered is to really embrace discomfort. It's to push yourself to the edges of what you can take. It's to go beyond the physical, emotional, and intellectual limits. It's about redefining who you are. It's about redefining what you can stand. It's about redefining your breaking point and literally becoming capable of more. But that process, through that twist of fate, requires us to put ourselves in tremendous stress and pressure. But if you can do that, if you can find a way to step to that edge, to look over the abyss and to push yourself farther into the unknown, into a realm of danger, if you can do that, if unlike everyone else who seeks comfort, if you can push yourself past pain, then you can become something more than other people, but your life will ultimately be defined by what you do. Not by what you think, not by what you want, what you actually do. And as Leonardo da Vinci said, I have been impressed with the urgency of doing. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Being willing is not enough. We must do. And that's got to be the guiding light of your life. If you want to find out what you can do, if you want to impact people, if you want to help, if you want to touch lives, all the proclamations that people make, if you actually want to do that and not just be talking, you've got to push yourself. You've got to make demands. You've got to hold yourself to a standard that other people think is crazy. You've got to become stronger. You've got to become more capable. Because when you get to that point, when you are stronger, when you're more capable, then you're actually able to execute against the things that you want to do. You're able to help people. You're able to push yourself. You're able to become something more. But that process of becoming is an active process, and it is an active process of discomfort, pain, pushing, suffering, and growth. It's beauty, it's wonderment, it's hurt, it's anguish, it's all of it rolled together. But at the end of the day, it's your control, it's your willingness, it's your why, it's knowing why you're pushing yourself that's going to determine whether or not you push beyond what other people think is possible. In that, standing at the edge of uncertainty, not knowing if you're going to succeed or fail, not knowing if you're going to live or die, it's in that moment that you realize who you really are. We've all had days that go wrong, where despite your best efforts, everything crumbles. And as you near the end of that day, you realize that this was a lost day. Nothing came together. You weren't able to do what you told yourself you were going to do at the beginning of the day. But as Eleanor Roosevelt said, with a new day comes new strength and new thoughts. But that's up to you. You control what you think. You don't have to let your thoughts run away with you. You've got to take that moment to decide that you're going to think those new thoughts, to let it be a rebirth, to let it rejuvenate you. And you can't live in the past. You can't let the noise of what didn't work, you can't let the noise of the ways that you failed and the things that went wrong, you can't let that noise drown out the signal of your life. You can't let it become the only thing that you hear. You can't let it begin to shape the actual structures of your mind to overly focus on the things that went wrong. And so you have to make that choice every day to decide that today is a new day, to decide that you're going to have new thoughts, to decide that you're going to see potential in this new day.
You want a fighting chance against the competition, you need to be using the best technology and platforms in the world like Shopify. For whatever and wherever you want to sell, from launching to going international, Shopify is the global commerce platform that will help you grow at every stage of your business. Shopify is your all-in-one platform to quickly and efficiently take your business to the next level. Now, I love everything about Shopify because it makes it so easy for you to start, run, and grow your business. It didn't used to be this easy. I'm telling you, back in the day, it was a lot harder. I'm so jealous. Shopify powers more than 10% of all US e-commerce because businesses that want to grow quickly and efficiently choose Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/impact, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/impact now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/impact. If getting your hands dirty and taking good care of your car or cars is a passion of yours, then eBay Motors is here for the ride. Because I'm sure you remember when you first saw the potential in that beauty. And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly with eBay Motors. Brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. It's Tom Bilyeu here. And if you are addicted to the relentless pursuit of greatness, then I've got something special for you guys. The Motivation Daily Podcast by Motiversity. It's your daily fix of motivation, inspiration, and wisdom featuring the best speeches and speakers on the planet. to cover it all. Life, business, relationships, discipline, purpose, mental health, sports, studying, focus, you name it. With exclusive speeches from heavy hitters like Coach Payne, Billy Allsbrooks, Marcus Taylor, Dr. Jessica Houston, Walter Bond, and more. If you're ready to take control, level up, or just crush your day, then Motivation Daily Podcast is your secret weapon. Search for the Motivation Daily Podcast and follow wherever you listen to amazing podcasts.
I want greatness for you. And I'm willing to bet that everyone in your life that loves you wants the same thing. They want to see you make your dreams come true. They hunger for it, to see you win the way that you hunger for it yourself. But what they know that you may not yet be willing to accept is that, as Rabindranath Tagore said, you can't cross the sea merely by standing and staring at the water. If you're going to make those things come true in your life, if you're going to make that vision that you have a reality, you've ultimately got to go out into the cold and unforgiving water. You've got to be willing to face the swells. You've got to be willing to face the most terrifying thing of all, the unknown. It isn't that the sea is dangerous that scares people. It's that you can't see what's beneath the surface. And that is going to be the challenge that you're going to have to face. That is going to have to be the fear that you stare directly into the eye. Is the truth is you don't know what you're capable of. The truth is you don't know if you're going to succeed. The absolute truth is you may fail. You may get swallowed by the darkness, but at the end of the day, that's going to be your choice, because whether or not you fail does not mean you have to be consumed by that failure. You can get back up and keep going, but that is a choice you have to make. That's the fortitude you have to develop within, and it is a development process. It is something that you do. You choose to be stronger than the sea. You choose to be stronger than the unknown, and you choose to be brave enough to go out despite the unknown and try to conquer something, to try to build something in your life, to do the things that other people think cannot be done. It is in facing that fear that you win the battle. Understand, finding the island, making it to the new world, that's not the fucking point. The point is setting out. The point is being willing to get in a dinghy and to go off into the sea. The point is being willing to face the challenge. If you can do that, regardless of what comes, you've already won, because you've proven something to yourself, that you're willing to try. The truth will set you free, but first, it will piss you off. The reality is, if you want to achieve something great in your life, you've got to be willing to accept who you really are right now. You've got to know exactly what you're good at and what you're not. And the reason that the truth is going to piss you off is it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt to acknowledge that you're not yet who you want to be. It's going to hurt to know that you're not yet capable of the things that you want to be capable of. And it's really going to hurt to know that the things that people say behind your back, the things that they say to hurt you, that they're actually true. that they're right. They have a point. You aren't good at that thing. You aren't as good as you could be. You did embarrass yourself. You have fallen down. All of those things are almost certainly true. But when you can look at those things, when you can stare nakedly at your inadequacies, when you can really stop and not protect yourself with ego, but protect yourself by knowing that you're gonna learn from where you failed. You're gonna learn from the places you've fallen down. You're going to learn your inadequacies so that you can build something new. And as Michio Kaku says, all great ideas come from a picture. You've gotta know what you want. You've gotta know what that thing is that you're building towards. You've got to know exactly who you're trying to become. And once you have that crystal clear vision of who you want to be, it is far easier to acknowledge who you really are. So you've got to start with that picture. You've got to accept the reality, pain and all. But you've got to have that picture. You've got to know where you're going. You've got to know what the skills are that you need to build in order to get there. And once you do that, once you have that picture, and that picture is your obsession, it's the thing that you think about, you dream about, you put it up on your wall, you tattoo it in your mind, you know exactly who you're trying to become. If you're honest with yourself about where you are, and you know exactly where you want to go, you can go anywhere. Knowledge isn't power. Used knowledge is power. Putting that to use to actually do something. Understanding it well enough to create from that thing. That's the end goal. So don't worry about what other people think. Don't worry about what other books other people have read. Don't worry if you ever make it to the last page of anything. Simply ask yourself, do I understand what I need to understand to build the life I want to build, to bring to this world the things that I want to bring? However counterintuitive, however weird, it doesn't matter. If it's a moment of beauty for you and you understand how to build it, build it. The greatest joy you're ever going to experience in life is being truly and uniquely yourself. But first, you have to do the work to understand who you really are. Do that work. And as Brené Brown said, you can choose courage or you can choose comfort. But you can't choose both. So as you look out at what you want to do and it scares you, in that moment you've got a choice. It's not about not having fear, it's about rising up in the face of it. It's about accepting that this is going to be hard. It's about accepting that you might fail. It's about accepting that right now you really aren't good enough. You're not good enough to do what you want to do, but you can become good enough. And if you make that choice, if you step out into the unknown, if you wade into the water, if you go with everything you've got, regardless of whether or not you could fail, if you do that, then you've got proof. You know that you have value because you're willing to take that chance. And the willingness to take the chance is courage itself. The only thing that you should demand of yourself is courage. If you don't stop, you can't be beaten.